Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing Get Your Ex Back in Space. So before we get into the podcast, I just want to let you know about my website, datetome.tips. That's www.datetome.tips. Do you need help trying to save your crumbling relationship? Would you like advice on how to try and get your ex back? Or maybe you need an action plan on how to try and get a girlfriend or boyfriend. I provide email coaching on all of these subjects and can help your specific situation. Visit my website datetome.tips to find out more details. That's www.datetome.tips. You will also find on my site the books that I've written, my clothing range, and other information. So now let's get back into today's podcast. And today we are discussing Get Your Ex Back in Space. Now, of course, we're not talking about stars and planets here, but rather we're talking about creating attraction by giving your ex time and space to miss you. So if you've been dumped and you want to try to get your ex back, you will have an overwhelming desire to beg, to plead, to reason, to persuade your ex to get back into a relationship with you. You will try to explain to them why it makes no sense to break up. You will try and explain to them why you work so well as a couple and why you are meant for each other. But what you don't realize is that when you are continually contacting your ex, you are eroding away any possibility of them one day wanting to get back in a relationship with you. There is no 100% guaranteed magic formula to get your ex back, but there are things you can do to give you the best possible chance. And one such element of this is to give your ex space. My version of a no contact rule is that you should never contact your ex if you've been dumped until they contact you first. And the no contact rule, as a lot of you already realize, is something that is very important to implement ASAP when you've been dumped if you want to try to get your ex back. So by using my version of a no contact rule, by working within the parameters, but if you've been dumped, then you will never contact your ex again unless they contact you first. You will be giving yourself the best opportunity of trying to get your ex back. Now, there are a few odd exceptions, and I suggest you subscribe to my podcasts so you can listen to the other ones that I've done and familiarize yourself with all of the explanation that I give for my version of a no contact rule. But for in this podcast, we're just going to be giving you the very basic element, which is if you have been dumped, then you don't contact your ex again unless they contact you first. And by giving your ex this space, you are removing yourself from their orbit, excuse the space pun again, and you will be then allowing them to start to miss you. And when they start to miss you, this is where the interest and the attraction will start to slowly raise in their mind to hopefully get to the stage where they want to reach out to you. And as I've just said earlier, that is when you will respond, only at that stage when they've contacted you first, and you can start to rebuild your connection from there. But you might be thinking, well, why does space make my ex miss me? You know, if they've dumped you, you're probably rightly thinking, well, they don't want to spend time with me, so that's just playing into their hands, surely. Well, on a conscious level, you might be thinking this, but remember, we are all very deep, multi-layered people as human beings. And in your ex's subconscious, they will be expecting you to reach out. They will be expecting you to validate themselves as somebody who is in a higher position than you. They have dumped you, and hence, subconsciously, they feel higher value than you. And as somebody who is lower value, you need to be raising your value in their mind, because that in turn raises attraction. So if you don't do what their subconscious is expecting you to do, then you will start to subconsciously chip away at how they perceive themselves and how they actually deem the relationship between you both. Because at the moment, there is no romantic relationship because they have ended things, but you still obviously have a relationship, a connection of sorts. And in this stratosphere, they will be seeing themselves as the higher valued person and you as the lower value. But if you're not giving them self-esteem boosts every second of the day by begging and pleading them and putting them on a pedestal, then slowly but surely, they will start to question their own decisions. They'll be starting to think, well, maybe my ex is more valuable than I first thought because they clearly don't need me. You know, I've dumped them. They've accepted the fact I've dumped them and I've not heard a peep since. I've not heard anything from them since. And it seems to me that they're just getting on with their life. And if it can do that, then maybe I'm not as valuable as I thought I was. And not only that, they are a very strong character. Maybe they have got more value than I gave them credit for. Now, of course, there are a lot of other elements at play here. There are a lot of other things that need to be considered in the regards of eventually trying to get back with your ex. But it is very important to not forget the basics, to not forget the simplistic things that we can do. And I appreciate it doesn't feel simplistic because you will be going through feelings which feel like a combination of grief and drug withdrawal. And taking that away and making sure you don't contact your ex, unless of course there's an emergency of some kind, then it's incredibly hard. But when I say simplistic, I mean it's a simplistic thing to do in regards to anybody can do it. This isn't something that you need to, you know, be very rich to do, you know. It's not something that you need to be very skilled to do. All you need to do is learn how to manage your own emotions and try to live your life as fulfilled as possible without your ex. Because every second you're not contacting them, you are increasing the chance that they will start to miss you. I know it can be a big fear of people who have been dumped that their ex will move on, but you need to realize that they've already moved on. By dumping you, they've ended the relationship and they have now moved on to the next chapter of their life. What you need to do is make sure you don't make this new chapter of their life easy, because if you're giving them emotional support by begging and pleading them and putting them on a pedestal, if you take that away, then the next chapter of their life will be a little more challenging. They will be in the same position as you. They will have nobody unless they're moving straight into a rebound, which don't get me started on rebound relationships. I've done a lot of podcasts on those. They don't often last, but the likelihood is your ex will be moving into single life. And unless they're having somebody who's verifying their value, like you would be if you keep persistently communicating with them, if they don't have that, then they will quickly start to realize that the grass isn't always greener, as they say. And when that starts to happen, they will start to wonder about you, that will turn to intrigue. And if you do the other hints and tips that I mentioned in my other podcasts, as well as the book that I've written, you can find it on my website, dateme.tips. I've written a book specifically designed to try to help you get your ex back. If you follow those hints and tips, then you will really start to push the boundaries of when your ex will start to get to the stage where they are really starting to feel desperation towards you. You'll be flipping the tables. And if they reach out to you, that is when you can start to rebuild your connection and you're almost halfway there of trying to get your ex back. So I hope you've enjoyed today's podcast and I hope you've taken what I've tried to explain here is that it is something that we can all do. Yes, it is challenging, but it is simplistic in the way that we can all do it. We are all in a position to stay emotionally stable. It can be difficult, but you can do it. If your ex dumps you and you want to try to get them back, stay emotionally stable, accept their decision, and try your best to move on with your life. Keep your attention away from your ex, and you just might get that message from them when you least expect it.